Hello, and welcome to Pixelated Radio, playing the best of yesterday and today, with our hosts, Kush and Carrie.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, how's it going, guys? It's been a crazy little bit of minutes here, few minutes, yeah. We've been having some technical issues, so but we're here now, and we're going to do a show, This is to say I'm all thrown off. Shut up, Carrie.
This show is just going to be what we've been playing.
Yeah, we're going to leave out all the E3 talk, because no one cares. But we're going to do it all like Mr. Caffeine, right? All right.
No idea what you guys are talking about. Apparently I miss Mr. Caffeine.
He was at the Ubisoft breath. He was at that thing Ubisoft does.
Ubisoft conference?
Yes, that thing. And he was probably the worst host I've ever seen in my life, so...
Oh, wait a minute, I think I saw part of that. Was he... No, maybe that was the Sony guy. Yeah, I'm thinking of the Sony guy. The Sony guy was the one that I thought was a douche.
Yeah, they always are. Anywho, so we got some games we've been playing here today. And surprisingly, Kush has played something that I haven't played. And we've played some games that we've played together. So, well, not together, but first thing I guess I wanted to bring up was Hunt of the Demon's Forge. So I was really enjoying this game, but Kush had a very different opinion, it sounded like, on Twitter. So
I just didn't like it.
I
didn't find it enjoyable. The story, I don't care. I don't know any. You can ask me anything. I don't know what the hell I was doing because I didn't care about anything.
Well, to me, what I enjoyed about the game is because it's a third person action game like a Gears of War, except it's set in a fantasy universe, and it's kind of a dungeon crawler esque game, but it's not like that Torchlight or Demon or Diablo, but it's kind of it's you know, it just plays like Gears of War. What I found enjoyable about the game is there are lots of like hidden areas and stuff and little cheap puzzles to solve. Sometimes that got in the way though when you're trying to get your companion to shoot an arrow or something like that. Who did you play mostly, Kush?
The female.
You played the female. See, I was playing the male, so you were probably doing a lot better with stuff like, oh, let's shoot this here because that's going to solve the puzzle with fire, you know?
There were stupid moments in the game where it's like, okay, you need to use the elf, which is the female,
mm-hmm.
to shoot her arrow at this to open this puzzle because there'll be certain puzzles that only one can do.
Right.
And when I was in control of her and shooting at that exact spot, nothing would happen. I had to change my character and then tell her to shoot there.
Really?
And that really pissed me off. Because I was sitting there for like 5 minutes shooting at this thing over and over again. I'm like, I'm shooting at every wall in this room because I know this is where I have to go. Nothing's working. So I just figured I'd try that, and that worked, and then that really pissed me off.
Well, I can see why that pissed you off. I didn't realize that was the case, because, like I said, I've been playing as the guy throughout the game.
It might just have been a bug, but that's a pretty big bug.
Right, because, yeah, and one thing that this problem with this game I found is, why didn't they just let you switch on the fly between the two people?
I don't know.
That would have made the game so much better.
Maybe that's because they had co-op in mind the whole time, and they don't want you switching, or it'd be difficult to do that if two people are playing, but...
Yeah.
And they're too lazy to do it differently for single player. Because the game's all about freaking multiplayer. It asks you right after you like play 10 minutes, like, are you sure you want to keep playing single player? Because it kind of sucks playing by yourself. So you might want to just, come on, go back to the main menu. You don't want to play anymore. That was the first time I've ever seen a game say, are you sure you still want to keep playing? You sure? Because I'm thinking you don't.
I did think that was hilarious. I do think it has split-screen co-op as well. I really enjoyed what I played of the game. I've got through chapter 2, or I'm almost at the end of chapter 2. It's a long fucking game if you're doing side quests, because I've already spent I don't know how many hours on that game. And
there are side quests?
Yeah, there's like side areas. Well, I don't know if it's so much side areas, but there are like huge chunks of the game that you can just go through a certain wall if you're looking for the walls and stuff, and you go in there, and next thing you know, you're going through a whole like section of a level that just seems really huge, and there's like puzzles to solve in there and everything. So what this game does to level up is if you kill so many enemies, it'll like maybe update, you'll get more health, or if you find so many hidden areas, it may update your how many potions you can carry. Just it's really weird, and it doesn't tell you, like, there's no like
it's,
hub.
It's sort of like a sort of like the Call of Duty thing, or like some shooters that do it, where it's the more you use this, you'll eventually get it upgraded to allow for you'd use. It seems kind of weird at times. It's like, if you die enough and are revived, we'll allow you to hold more revive potions. It's like,
yeah.
That seems weird. That seems kind of backwards.
Well, not really, because, I mean, if you're it kind of, I guess, is if you're not very good at the game, then suddenly...
Yeah, but that's not really an upgrade.
True.
You suck so much, we're going to help you out. I feel bad about that. I don't feel like, oh, yeah, I just achieved something. And I'm sure you get an achievement for, like, upgrading everything. It's like, what if you don't suck enough to get all those crappy upgrades? It's like, true. I played this game and I kicked ass, but I didn't get all the achievements because I'm too good.
And plus, I think it needed some kind of inventory system or something, because, or not really necessarily inventory system, but just a system that said, hey, if you do this many times, you get this upgrade.
And weapon stats make no sense. I had like some awesome axe that I picked up, and then I picked up a torch, and that was more damage. A wooden stick, basically.
Yeah, and something else that's weird too is certain like handheld weapons have they'll be really powerful because they've got magic on them, but once the magic wears off, they become almost useless.
Yeah.
So
it's like here, it's got 14 hit point power or whatever, but it's got 112 special points. But
right.
Once you use it up, it never comes back. There's no recharge or anything.
Right. And I found there was stuff that just laid on the ground that I couldn't pick up half the time, and I didn't even know what they were. Did you ever see those?
I don't know about that. I mean, it could be a case of you can't pick it up, but the other character can. Because sometimes the AI will pick up things.
Right. I guess that may be it. So I was looking here on Raptor. It says you put about 9 hours into the game. How far did you get? I mean, that may not be total playing time.
It's not. It's never. Raptor counts just when the game is turned on. And you know me. I am the king of just leaving games in the pause menu.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I got through. I finished. I think I ended my time with the game right after I finished Act 1 or whatever.
So you didn't enjoy this game at all, so...
I didn't really enjoy it. It's whatever.
Do you think you'd ever pick it up at a cheap price?
I pick up everything at a cheap price. I have Truth or Lie or whatever that game is. I have Power Gig. I have Jumper. It's like, I don't care. I have Vampire Rain.
You have many copies of Jumper. It's ridiculous.
I only have multiple copies for different systems. I have it on Wii, I have it on 360, and I have it on PS2. And the PS2 makes the Wii, I haven't tried the Wii version, but it makes the 360 version look like a good game. That's how bad it is.
Awesome. So you would give it a thumbs down? I'd give it a thumbs up. I liked it, but definitely probably not a 60.
I would give it a rent it, because there's potential for someone to enjoy it, but not me.
Right.
I don't think it's a horrible, horrible game, but...
Do you think we would have enjoyed it co-op?
Maybe. I don't know.
So it does have co-op, and I don't think the game's as bad as it. The game's not as bad as I expected it to be. I'll just say that because I enjoyed it. Anyway, so I just picked this up this morning, so I haven't played the full game. I've only played the demo, but Red Faction Armageddon.
Yeah, another game I didn't like. I don't like anything because I'm apparently hard to impress.
You're turning into me.
No. I just have standards. I want games to be good. I want things in general to be good.
Well, see, I really enjoyed the demo for this.
Armageddon's not a bad game. It's just after Guerrilla.
It's a step back.
You know, Guerrilla is such a great game. I think it's one of the best games of this generation. After Guerrilla, taking away all that openness, it's just, I don't like that. And then, you know, if I don't even think of Guerrilla and just compare it to other third-person shooters, which... People can complain about me or anyone comparing it to Guerrilla because it's a different game. They can do what they want and change it, but I can compare it to fucking third-person shooters because it's a third-person shooter. And it's not as fun as other ones. I'd much rather play Gears of War or something like that. I mean, it's just, I don't know, in these small worlds, it's just, I don't know, I don't find it fun. And the magnet gun, it gets boring after a while.
Yeah.
There's only so much you can do with it.
But did you said something about, I think it was you on Twitter, did you say you thought it looked worse than Guerrilla graphically?
I haven't played Guerrilla in a while, but the graphics didn't impress me, that's for sure.
Well, when I was playing on the demo, I thought the graphics looked pretty good, and the graphics, and to me, Guerrilla's graphics, I remember them being kind of, not really bad, but they were just, because it was so open and barren that it just didn't really look very good. I thought this looked...
And there's not really any color in this either, so...
Yeah. Well,
I don't like playing with the bugs. They can go to hell.
Yeah.
And in those areas, you can't really use the magnet gun much because it doesn't attach to anything.
Wait.
It won't attach, like, I don't know if it's just cave walls or organic thing. I don't know. Mm. But I heard other people talk about it, like there are certain areas and like there are certain organic places where you can't really use it.
Hmm. So it's kind of artificial to make it harder on you, I guess, maybe. So,
there was a point in the game also, it's where I stopped playing because I'm playing on the most difficult, mm-hmm. and it was getting annoying because there were all these bugs coming after me. It's like I have to sit on this slow-ass moving minor vehicle and just kill enemies forever. And you can get unlimited ammo, basically, which isn't a problem, but it keeps telling you on the screen, remember to use your whatever that thing is to bring back the cover after it gets destroyed.
Oh, you're the gun that makes everything build.
But there are these fucking bugs who shoot, and their stuff either goes through or the cover does no use, so it doesn't matter if you have a cover there. I'm like, I'm hiding behind the cover, but whatever, I just died.
Wow, that sounds annoying as shit.
So, I don't know. Whatever.
Damn.
And it has Quan Chi or whatever that guy is from Mortal Kombat. He's the bad guy.
It's not really him.
It's him. It could be.
I picked this up this morning because Kmart had it on sale for $40 starting today. Plus, I had a $20 off coupon from when I bought Infamous 2, so I got it for $20.
And you don't like Infamous 2.
This
is the podcast where we don't like anything.
Okay, it's not that I don't like Infamous 2. I liked Infamous 1, although I thought Prototype had some better ideas, but in the end, I think Infamous was a better game. But I feel like when I play Infamous 2, I kind of feel like the same way I felt when I played Crackdown 2. Like, I've done all this before. So, like, the same issue with Crackdown is the same thing with Infamous 2. So, like, you got the orbs in Crackdown, and in this, you got the blast shards. And I don't have as much fun trying to get those as I did in the first game, because I've done it all before. And it just seems like, oh, I've got to do this all over again. And
do you get to kill your girlfriend again? Because that was my favorite part.
No, you don't have a girlfriend so far.
I want to kill her, though.
I think I'm just finally getting to the second city part of the city. I don't know. I just feel like I've had this, been here, done this with the game. There's some definitely good ideas, which I did figure out what I was doing wrong to get the user-generated content. Apparently, I didn't have it set up to have all the content show up in the world or in your area or something, or I had the settings wrong, so I wasn't pulling anything in because I was going for highest recommended or something. I don't know what it was, but I changed it to I changed the settings around a little bit, and then they started appearing on the map, and I did a few. Like, there was one called Just Run, but it was kind of like you had to get to a certain point on the map and everybody had fucking rocket launcher. So you had to run. You couldn't really fight them, because if you stayed in an area too long, you died. They could be fun, especially somebody put a lot of work into them, but you know, early missions are like, hey, I'm just going to try to get this up here because it's probably got an achievement attached to it, or a trophy attached to it.
Yeah.
So, and I forgot how annoying parts of the first Infamous were when you were starting out, because that game was annoying when half the enemies had rocket launchers and they were everywhere. So you had to, like, start clearing out. You had to start doing side missions till the enemies kind of, like, you started, like, removing their influence or whatever, so that certain areas of the city would not have them anymore. And that was when Infamous 1, it was like you would get tired of you trying to get to one place from another, and you'd die so fast up on the rooftops or something, because you'd walk upon, like, 15 enemies on the roof, and they just beat the fuck out of you. And it's kind of the same thing here, is that I was getting my ass stomped until I started doing the side missions and finishing those up. So, I don't know, man. I see what they're trying to do, and it's, if you loved Infamous and couldn't get enough of Infamous, you're going to love this, because it's the same thing. But I'm done with Infamous. I wanted more, and the new powers don't really seem to do much for me. And I don't know, I just, the world even that this game is set in New Maurice, which is basically New Orleans, there are still areas in this game that I'll go, and I'm like, well, that looks just like that hub that was in Empire City from the first game. You know, there was like the city that had all these like gardens and stuff around the city hall or whatever. I don't know. It's been a while since I played it, but I was just, it was so much nostalgia to certain areas. I'm like, man, I've seen this before, and this is a whole new city. Why does this look so familiar?
It's because when everyone complained about Cole's new look, they said, well, if they're going to complain about this, they'll probably complain about the area. Let's just make it all the same.
Yeah, probably. One thing I wish they hadn't fucked with is, to me, the jumping and climbing doesn't feel as tight as it did in the first game. Like, I feel like when I'm climbing up a wall, I can just keep hitting the A button and he'll eventually get to the top. or not A button, because there is no A button, the X button or whatever it is on the PlayStation 3.
Climbing annoyed me in the first game, because you just fucking, you'd want to grab on everything. I'm like, I don't want you to grab on anything right now.
He still does that.
I don't like that.
And so, like, I would be trying to jump from, there would be, like, several enemies on the ground shooting at me, and I'm trying to get to them, and I would try to jump off the platform. And the next thing I know, I just grabbed the thing across the street when I'm trying to jump off of it, and I was just, like, trying to get to the ground was almost fucking impossible. And by the time you did decide to get to the ground, you were dead because they'd been shooting you the entire time. And all that shit's still in there. I mean, it's like they changed some things up, but they didn't, I don't know, man, I just, Infamous 1 was a good game, and... You know, this one just doesn't interest me as much. I mean, there are moments where I'm like, this is awesome. This is so much fun. And then I'll get done with that mission and be like, oh, well, I can either go do the next mission, but I need to get these side missions done so I can get upgrades. So it just, I don't know.
Seems like most of what I've been seeing has been people not really all that impressed with, too.
Big Steven seemed to be impressed with it. He's
impressed with everything.
Okay, you know what? I love Steven.
He loves everything.
Everything
except for the biggest games, like Modern Warfare 3. He'll be like, that fuck Modern Warfare.
Fuck Duke Nukem.
Duke Nukem?
That's his new one. It's Duke Nukem or something like that. I don't know.
He loves to champion all the games that nobody else wants to champion.
Oh, I mean, he'll like a few of the popular games, but it just seems like everything is always, this is the game of the year. This is the game of the year. I love this game.
Every week or so, he'll complain to me on Twitter. He'll just say, you don't like anything. You're just hard to impress. You're wrong.
Oh, that's where the hard to impress came from. Well, I don't know, man. But my favorite thing is, though, he'll complain about a game he hasn't played or a review that or somebody review a game. He'll complain about how the reviewer is wrong and the game's not that bad. And then he plays it and he's like, yeah, this game isn't very good. I'm sorry, Steve. We're just picking on you.
Yeah, like I said, I love it. And I love that, you know, he enjoys so many video games in such a wide range. But he does love everything. He's a true gamer, and you can give him any video game, and he'll find some merit in it. And that's good, but not everybody's that way.
Some of us are all jaded bastards, aren't we,
Kurt? Yeah, we're all bitter.
I'm done in this conversation. Nobody wants me in this conversation.
All right, so that's Infamous 2. Should we hit the game of the year here? Kinect Fun Labs?
Yeah, another game that apparently I'm the only one who doesn't like.
I hated it.
Hard to impress because I didn't enjoy this because it was it's an amazing thing.
I watched a couple of Kotaku videos on that the other day. Some guy did something with his cat, and then he did something with a blue, purple dildo. And just watching those videos, I was like, that looks hard to navigate, and it looks like a pain in the ass and not that much fun.
All the thing does, like, to me, it's supposed to impress you. And it, you know what? Like Big Steven said, oh, these are just tech demos. You know, you shouldn't be, expecting much. I'm like, if they're fucking tech demos, they're supposed to impress me. That's the point of a tech demo, to impress. That's the whole point. And this made me look at my Kinect and say, wow, you're shittier than I thought you were. Because the Kinect me, fucking the capturing, like what it does of your body when you move. No, it doesn't do much of anything. It's worthless. I'm like, this is what you're capturing when you're looking at me? How can any game work?
Well, when I did the Kinect me, it looked nothing like me.
And it has two questions after it scans your face or whatever.
Do you wear glasses?
Do you want a ponytail? That's it. Those are the two questions.
Wow.
The most amazing thing, though, is it did capture my clothing because I had on my... It takes a picture of whatever clothing you're wearing, and I have these snowman... pants, like sleep pants, that say threesome on them, and there's like three snowmen together.
Yeah, it will scan it, but it doesn't.
Carrie, did you die?
That is the fucking weird laugh, man. Or she's like, she's like hugging her mic and laughing at the same time, and she sounds like the devil.
But they blur everything out, so you can't see anything what the pants look like. But you can see looking at those pants. You can see, hey, those are actually my fucking pants because I can see
it. It scans your outfit, but, right. I mean, it's not like a high-res texture or anything. It's not.
Is this a game that you? I haven't checked that much into it. Is it a game you have to go and purchase, or is
no,
it like
it's,
a?
It's basically all a bunch of tech demos. That's okay. What it is. It's not really a game either. It's just here. This is some things that the Kinect can do. And then the object scanning, while it's kind of nice in theory, like it actually scanned. I put in my Donatello, and it's
was that your backpack that you turned into a plushie?
Yeah, I scanned him, and it scanned him fine. But then when you look at it and see him moving around, it's not that impressive when you say, oh, well, his arms, they don't do anything because it's just one solid object. His legs don't move. His arms don't move. They're stuck at his, you know, one object.
Here's what I did with mine, okay? So, Halo was in the room, and I picked him up thinking, because I was trying to do the Build-A-Buddy. Is that what you did with Donatello, the Build-A-Buddy?
I did the Build-A-Buddy and the Googly Eye one or whatever. I did both.
Does the thing cost points? Are you paying points for all these?
Why? It's all free. Get off of the pain.
I'm sorry.
Get off the pain, okay?
I'm just trying to clarify because I thought it was a game. Purchase.
No, it's not a game either. Stop! Don't think of it as a game. It's
it
not
has
a game.
Sorry.
It's just a tech demo.
It has achievements. Okay. It's a game.
No, that doesn't mean anything.
Okay.
A lot of things claim to be games.
Okay, go ahead. Tell us about Halo. Your Build-A-Buddy.
Okay, so I pick up Halo, and it's like scan the front of your object. So I scan his face, and then it's like scan the back of your object. I'm like, now wait a second. How the fuck do I do this? So I pick up Halo and I turn his butt towards the camera. He does not like this one bit. He fights me and finally had to put him down, and he runs out. He wouldn't even come back.
So your face was his ass?
No. Oh. But then I was like, well, I got to do something with the face, so I'm trying to get something in there. So I just held a pillow up to it, and it like scanned the pillow. So anyway, it says, all right, we're building your buddy. And you give him personalities, and the personality it had was breakdancing. So then the next thing I know is it shows this field, and all of a sudden this Halo comes flying up out of the screen. So, like, it looks like the front of Halo. It doesn't move, you know, it doesn't have eyes or it doesn't articulate anything. But then it just falls over and starts rolling around on the floor like a flat. It looks like a horrible thing. It just looks like, it looked like some kind of creature.
It turned my Donatello into a fairy. I did not like that.
Nothing wrong with fairies.
Yeah, but like this, the Halo just writhed on the ground, and it's like, ugh. And then I did the googly eye thing with it.
I made googly balls for my Donatello.
Googly balls?
Yeah, because you just say change the eyes, and all it does is change the placement from what I didn't go through all of them, but that's
all
it did.
See, I didn't even do that. I just let it do what it was doing. So basically, when you do the googly eyes, it lets you record. Did you record voices for your shit?
I didn't feel compelled to do voice. I'm like, it's telling me to do something. I'm listening to podcasts. I'm like, I don't care. I'm not saying these things.
It told me to record the voice, and I did I yelled at it and everything. But when it would play back the video, it wouldn't do the voice.
I didn't hear a voice either, because I did try it a little, like the second time, by just spouting off a bunch of cusses and stuff.
Right.
I didn't hear anything.
I didn't either. And I was like, is there something wrong with my Kinect? So I exited out and I went back in and I did a voice test, and it's like, it says it can hear me. So, but I would go Kinect, or I go Xbox Kinect, and it would like do what it was supposed to do. Y'all, this is what the sad thing is. This is the first time I've actually used Kinect since the beta ended. So
I wish they had the one tech demo live, because I would have been interested in seeing that. The one that I think it's, I don't remember what it's called, but the one where it technically, I guess it tracks your fingers, which would be impressive to see. But that one's coming later, I guess.
This doesn't even, like, the Kinect Me doesn't even, like, it's like, do poses. So I try to do my weightlifter, you know, muscle pose, but your hands don't move.
They don't, it doesn't really do anything. It's like, I'm doing these things, it just sticks my hands up in the air.
Yeah, so,
I'm dancing around like a moron, looking as stupid as possible, but my little avatars do nothing.
Carrie, you do need to download this for your kids, because they would love it.
Yeah, I was just...
For like 15 minutes, that would probably keep Justin quiet.
Yeah, as soon as you guys said it was free, I muted it and told Brett to go download it for Justin.
Yeah, so...
And he said, I'm busy playing Castlevania.
That's a good game. I love that game. Yeah.
I haven't played it.
But Kinect Fun Labs, it's free. It has achievement points.
It's so impressive.
And it's free, Carrie. It's free.
I like free. You like free's it. Nice.
I'll take the free achievement points. That's the nice thing about it. That's the only positive I can give it.
So we'll skip the Nintendo eShop and we'll get to that last. But Wipeout HD.
I forgot how fun Wipeout is. I loved it. I loved it.
So
I mean,
this
I played.
Is one of the, this was, is one of the,
yeah, one of the freebies.
One of the freebies, and I actually did decide to get this instead of if. So I got that too, but I haven't played it yet.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. I think you'll get into it because I think it's a lot more easy for people to get into than previous games. I don't think it's as challenging if you don't want it to be because there's whatever. It keeps you from turning too much off track or stuff like that.
I did hear it was beautiful though.
It's yeah, it's still a very good looking game and a lot of fun. There's a lot of content in there too.
Nice. I've never really gotten the whole Wipeout games. I mean, we've always sold a lot of them, but it's like a competition, right?
It's no.
I hope you're thinking. I hope you're thinking of the racing game and not the stupid ABC TV show thing.
That's what I'm thinking of.
Which did you just smoke a cigarette
thing.
Or something?
The stupid thing. The stupid thing.
Did someone smoke a cigarette?
Gary smokes.
Oh, okay. I'm using my electronic cigarette.
But no, we're not talking about the Wipeout TV show. We're talking about it's a racing game. It's been around since
it's
like...
It's been around longer than the stupid Wipeout.
Yeah.
Oh.
Which is really confusing because there's
You know,
also-
maybe you should send out the game notes a little earlier so I can research this.
Hey, you're like you got game notes at all.
We should have just... I should have just capitalized the E. That's the difference.
I'm sorry. It's all my fault. The technical difficulties were my fault. Yeah. Everything was my fault. Kush. Shut up, Laura. You're not here.
I don't understand what's going on. It's just like, kush, then a few seconds of nothing, and then Laura, shut up.
And you wonder why I laughed so hard when he was talking about he has snowmen on his pants and it says threesome.
Don't laugh at my threesome pants.
I'm guessing he came in his pants.
What?
I don't know. Yeah. The snowman. I don't know. I'm just thinking white things.
But really?
I don't know. She's laughing. I don't know what... Whatever. Move on. Wipeout is fun. If you haven't picked your games yet, you should definitely pick that as one of them.
And Dead Nation is the other.
I already have that, so no, doesn't matter. And you should also remember that if you have multiple accounts in different parts of the world, you get more games.
Yeah, but I can't seem to get my European account to work.
I got my European account to work. Japanese store still isn't up.
Well, when I try to go to the European store, it says that this site is down.
It was down when I first did it, but then there was a point when I was able to get through.
I'll have to try again.
That's the exact reason why I'm playing so much Burnout Paradise, because I got it for free.
Wait, they give away Burnout Paradise for free?
No, it's in their PlayStation Plus thing, because I have a free month of that.
I think...
They get Burnout Paradise for free in PlayStation Plus. We get... Disney's stupid little Lilo and Stitch game for PlayStation.
What would you try to say, Carrie?
I said I think we're going to get Infamous and Little Big Planet from our account. I just haven't logged on it. I'm not big into the Little Big Planet. You know, I've said before I don't want to have to create the game I play, but Brett enjoyed it, so.
You don't have to create the game now. There's plenty of already user generated levels.
It's just not my thing.
Yeah.
I may try it. I've never actually played it. I've just watched him and Steven play it, and it just didn't look like something I'd like.
Right. So, Burnout Paradise, you've been playing some more of that again, Kush.
Yeah, and I really wish they'd make a second one. I love that game. It's so much fun.
Need for Speed, whatever the last one was.
Hot Pursuit.
It's a good game, but it's not Burnout. No matter what they...
No, it's not. It never was.
So, I just want Criterion to go back to making Burnout.
I don't... What is their next... Is their only next announced game that... Like Xbox Live Arcade one that's basically just a crash mode.
I don't know. That's the last I'd heard anything. And that just doesn't... I want the full package. I want...
Or I'll take a new black game.
Oh, why's it gotta be black?
Because that's what they called it. Maybe the new game can just be called Chocolate. Chocolate so subtitled, The Darker the Better.
So what is this Hard Lines?
That's a iPhone game. And I think it's on Android too. It's a lot of fun. And it's basically sort of like... Snake meets Tron Light Cycles.
That sounds boring.
Yeah, see, I know that there are probably a lot of people who wouldn't find it fun, but I happen to be one of those very rare, humongous Snake fans. So I love out of the game.
Wait, Kush, you like humongous snakes? Is that
yeah,
what you're
I love you know, humongous snakes. I love them all over my body, in every crevice. So nice. They're so smooth. You look at them and they look like they'll be slimy, but they're not. They're so soft. Okay. Whatever. It's a very fun game. it'd be worth a shot if you're into those kind of games. The controls really work really well, so it's very pretty too. And this, the, all the lines, they talk. They all have little dialogue options, so it's funny just to see them talk. It's like, I thought we were friends. And then their one comes like, I'm going to kill you all, and then it immediately dies, and it's like, I guess not. So, it's kind of weird to see that at first, but I enjoyed it. It's my kind of humor.
So how much was this game? 99 cents?
Yeah. It's an introductory price, which I don't know how long it's lasting at that price.
Man, but with, at 99 cents, you can't really go wrong with this.
And with the App Store, it'll go up, and then it'll go back down, and then it'll probably end up being free at some point.
All right. So I think we talked about Brink last week.
I didn't play it, though.
That's where we talked about it, you playing it, because you said you didn't. Yeah, we talked about it.
I don't remember ever talking about playing it. Or I don't. Whatever, who cares? I hate it. There you go.
Now, Outland.
I told you I was going to buy it.
Yeah, you finally did.
Yeah, and I love it. And there's awesome. A lot of content in there. There's no one who should be thinking, is this worth $10? When so many games are $15, just the fact that this is $10 is great. But the fact that it's $10 and you get so much game, it's so much better. Everyone should buy it right now. Nothing's come out in like 18 months, so go pick it up now. I really wish that Microsoft held a substantial like E3 sale like they usually do. I think they did one last year.
Yeah, the last couple weeks, their deals of the week have kind of been shitty because I don't care about Modern Warfare maps and I don't care about Rock Band shit. They need to put some good shit back on sale again.
I want to see, what's it called? That dungeon crawler on sale. Torchlight.
Really?
Yeah.
You didn't buy that?
No, I didn't. I'm not going to. I didn't want to pay $15 for it when I already have it on PC.
Yeah, I guess that's true. So, all right. Well, Carrie has some games here. So, she's been playing some Assassin's Creed.
Yep. Which I did play it for a couple days. I know it's like, 3 years old? Yeah. 2 years?
Did you play the first one?
No, I never played the first one. You guys told me I didn't have to play the first one to play the second one.
All right.
You guys told me that like 2 years ago.
I don't know what Rob was doing.
I finally got around to playing it.
I was like, when did I say this? It could have been a couple years ago.
I listen to what you guys say.
So what have you thought about Assassin's Creed 2?
I really have enjoyed it. You know, like I said, I played it for a couple days there, and then I got distracted with something else. But you know, for me to sit down with a game and play it, you know, all day long, because like when I started playing it was after we recorded last time. Mm-hmm. So I started playing it in the morning and played it all day until I went to bed that night. For me to stick with a game that long means I generally like it. I don't usually put that much effort into it. I like to be able to run around on the rooftops.
Right.
Because I'm really bad at, like, staying in the crowds and hiding from the guards. So
I stick to the rooftops. Just kill them all.
Yeah, that was the good thing about Assassin's Creed 2 is, like, you could kill everybody and then run away.
You could do that in the first game after you learned counter.
Right. But, I mean, it was like they would chase you for a lot longer on Assassin's Creed 2, and if they found the bodies, they'd start chasing again. Assassin's Creed 1, I mean. 2 kind of really was like, people want to have fun and fight, so let's let them fight.
Mm-hmm.
And then Brotherhood even, like, went further with that.
I can't even picture going back after Brotherhood, though.
Yeah, Brotherhood is so fucking amazing. But
then that's the one with multiplayer.
Right.
Yeah.
Which was fun until douchebags ruined it. Me and Big Steven played some more of that online this past 2 weeks or whatever. And so one of the modes is like you're trying to assassinate this group, but they're just trying to run from you. But what we found out is there's a counter move if you try to come up on somebody that they can just knock you on the ground. So what these douchebags were doing is we were trying to assassinate them, but what they would do is they would do the block move or whatever. They would block, and so they would throw us on the ground, and then they would just stand there over top of us. And every time we got back up, by the time we got back up, they just do it again and throw us back down.
Mm.
So it was like you couldn't even move because all you were doing was getting back up, and they were just knocking you back down.
That seems weird. I don't remember when I was playing it that like those kind of powers and abilities would regenerate that quickly.
It was weird, but the regular multiplayer is just fun where you're like, you'll be running through a city and it's like you're trying to assassinate one person, but you may have one or two people after you too. So you're trying to assassinate the person, trying to find them, and you're also trying to not act conspicuous so that you don't get caught. So
yeah.
It was a lot of fun. Definitely, Brotherhood was such an amazing game, which has me so hyped for Revelations, even though I'm sick of, I want them to move on. I want a new hero.
Yeah.
I want to find out that the end of Brotherhood was some kind of joke or something.
It wasn't the joke,
man. It has to be. No, I don't care. They'll go back in time or something. That game's all crazy, so anything could happen.
That's true.
It's like he's gonna find
maybe
this person inside the Animus and then pull them out, like in Weird Science. He's gonna print them.
No. Here's what it is. The entire game, you're actually Desmond's son, so you're actually controlling Desmond, but you're from the future.
They should make a Weird Science version of Assassin's Creed.
We've gone too far. And Carrie, you played some Avatar Legends as well?
Yeah, I've had trouble playing that, though. Apparently, I need to wait until little people are in bed, because he drives me nuts the whole time I'm playing it. He wants to play it really, really bad, and apparently I continue to strike the monsters longer than I should, and he's like, and so every time I'm fighting a monster, he's like, it's dead, Mom, move on, it's dead.
Is it dead?
Well, I finally figured out, like, I just realized that you have the red bar for the life, and then you have, like, the little heart next to it.
Right.
I thought the heart was part of the health bar, so I would still think I had a couple hits left, so I'd swing at him a couple more times.
Oh.
And Brett, or Justin, apparently had figured that out quicker than I did. So
he's five, by the way,
he's
right?
He's five. Yeah. So he hollers at me and tells me, it's dead. Move on. Why are you going over there, Mom? There's nothing over there. Don't go over there. You got to go the other way.
And I guess the last thing you've been playing is Rift?
Yes.
I'm kind of interested in this. I mean, it's not an interest enough for me to, like, oh, I'm going to go play an MMO, but I kind of heard people talk about it. It seemed interesting.
I think I brought it up on the last show we did that I just noticed that they had finally released a free trial for it. And it's a 7-day free trial with a level cap of 15.
Uh-huh.
We played it for 3 days and got up to 15. So, I mean, it didn't take an extreme amount of time. But if you've played other MMOs and they're that you liked, like Warhammer and WoW and EverQuest, to me, this game seems like it has all the best things from those MMOs.
Huh.
One of the things I really enjoyed in Warhammer were the public quests, which I don't know if either of you guys played Warhammer.
No.
But,
I heard about the public quests. Those always sounded really interesting.
Yeah, instead of having to go find a group to do a bigger monster and get a bigger reward and all that, they have these public areas that you could walk into that have, like, several stages to them where they get harder and harder, and other people can just walk in and join in with you at any time.
That would be perfect for me.
Yeah, and then at the end, you split a reward. And, of course, the more people who end up joining in, the bigger the rewards are. But, you know, regardless, you get something plus experience, you know. And
I can never get that in WoW, the whole raiding and getting a group. Like, I would enter these dungeons, yeah, which would need a group, I'd guess. I'd walk in, I'd get freaking destroyed.
Yes, yeah, I'm never going to be one of those players that can sit. Because most raiding guilds require you to be on at least, you know, 3 to 4 nights a week raiding. And I don't have that kind of time.
Right.
And I don't want to take it all that seriously. Where it's like you fuck up and then everyone hates you.
Oh, yeah, man. I remember Final Fantasy X, or Final Fantasy XI. We tried twice to do this quest where you had to buy this crystal and you had to go do all this stuff, and it was like hard as fuck, and we died the first time. A bunch of people lost money, and luckily somebody else had another crystal, so we tried it again and failed it again, and man, some people wouldn't talk to us again.
Yeah. See, it's not all that serious, and you know, the whole premise of the story is that you died and they brought you back to life as an ascended, and then they're sending you back into the past to try to rectify things that led to where this war is going on now in your present time.
Oh, that's interesting. So it's a way to tell the background of the world mm-hmm. by doing something that's kind of neat.
So they send you back, and these things that called rifts are what, you know, happen that are part of the public quests. Uh-huh. And they're elemental based. There's fire rifts, there's earth rifts, water rifts, you know, air rifts. And
Captain
they
Planet
show
rifts?
Up on your They show up on your map, so they're not like the public quests were in WoW, where they were always, or Warhammer, where they were always in the same spot. They pop up in different areas. You just look on your map, and then you can, you know, put your mouse over it, and it'll tell you what level they are. If it's a minor rift, you can probably go into it by yourself and still accomplish it. If it's a major rift, you're going to need a few more people in there before you're able to do it. And they decide, huh?
Nothing. I'm just my stupid humor. I want Carrie to say dick once so I can just replace all the times of her saying rift with dick. All these minor rifts, these minor dicks and minor this.
Minor rifts, minor dicks, minor major dicks.
There you go.
I live with a major dick.
Who's a minor, yeah, Justin, who's a minor
five
size?
Years old.
A major dick in a minor size.
There we go. So, and then on top of that, there's a lot of world events that happen. Like, I played what are they called? There's Guardians, there's the good races, and then they begin with a D. Defiance. And the Guardians would, like, try to infiltrate your areas from time to time. And when those would happen, like, the siren would always sound, and you wouldn't have to stop questing, but the majority of the people would turn and go, and they'd all, like, gather up as a group and fight the big stuff coming in.
That's kind of cool.
It'd be cool to see that.
Cool.
To just be like, everyone's doing their own thing, and then a siren goes off, and then everyone, you don't have to, but you can choose to, like, hey, some shit's going down, let's all help out.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff like that used to happen in EverQuest. All of a sudden, skeletons would start rising out of the ground, and then, like, huge skeletons would be walking the countryside, and people would just start gathering in large groups to take them out.
It's Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
It's every movie where it starts off, and you see two sides just running at each other. Carrie's dead.
Are you still there? You hit the mute button again, didn't you, Carrie?
Oh, I did. You're right. I was talking. But yeah, the world events are pretty cool. Brett really got into the crafting system, which he's always kind of liked that kind of stuff. And it is a lot easier to me, the crafting, than it was in other games. I did more of it than I think I've done in the other game, but I didn't get into it quite as much as he did. What else? And you also have three souls that you have in your role. Like, you can choose to be a cleric, but then there's 12 different souls that you can take for that cleric. And there's, like, shaman, druid, justice. Then there's one other. And then there's, like, a whole bunch of, like, basically what you would call, like, evil cleric, like shadow priest, kind of like souls. And you pick those and you level those up, you put points in those, and you get more abilities as you put points in those. And there's so many different combinations of the way you could do it. So everybody's character is, you can't just, you know, mouse over somebody and go, he's a cleric, I'm a warrior, I could take him out. Because you don't know what souls he has and what, you know, specs he has put into those. So that makes it a little bit harder to do the PvP.
Hmm.
And then once you get to a certain level, you can also purchase another role and spec it a whole different way. So you can have, you know, one role set for, like, leveling by yourself and one role set for when you want to go do PvP stuff.
Huh, that's kind of interesting.
How are the visuals?
The graphics?
Yeah.
Beautiful. They are very beautiful.
Is it like WoW and that sort of, I don't know, if not exactly cartoony, but it's...
No, I didn't really find it like WoW. I found it more like Warhammer. Warhammer seemed to have a more realistic feel to me, but it was brighter colored.
That sounds like perfect to me. I might have to actually give this trial a trial.
At the end of 3 days, you know, we reached that 15th level. We didn't even really realize that we only had till 15. And we got to 15 and we did a few more quests and I was like, my bar's not moving anymore. And he's like, mine isn't either. He's like, I should be turning 16 right now. So we did like one more quest real quick and we still didn't move. We were like, oh.
So it sounds like you level pretty quick, but maybe that's just for the trial, too.
I don't know.
Yeah, but I've always felt like in a lot of those games, you level pretty quickly in the beginning, and then it just starts to take a lot longer. Like, I found it really easy to get, though this is also after the level cap increased more, but I found it really easy to get to level 20 in WoW.
Oh, yeah, they really changed leveling speed in WoW, and from what I understand.
I don't know what it is about, like, with me and MMOs. With WoW, I was really enjoying it during the trial, and then I got to, like, level 19 or whatever, and I said, okay, I should probably just buy this, because I kind of enjoy this. And then I bought it, and I started the real thing, and then I'm like, I'm not playing this anymore. It's so stupid.
Yeah.
It was such a waste.
That's kind of what worries me, is me and Brett played the Aeon trial, a year or so ago, and we both thought we really liked it. You know, we played it up to, like, level 12. We're like, yeah, we really like this. You know, went and spent the money to buy us both a copy of the game, buy us both a month of the game, played it for a week, and went, not so much into this.
It could be different in the Rift, though, because one of the problems I had with WoW was that once you get out of this introductory part, you sort of feel like, I have to group up with people now. I have to do this, mm-hmm. or I'm not going to be able to really... it's going to take forever for me to do anything. To level up, it's going to take forever, and I don't want to group up with these random people. I don't want to join a guild and feel all this pressure from a bunch of obsessive, compulsive psychos.
Well, and I heard a couple of guys talking. They were in an area I was in, and they were, talking and say, and one of them was bitching about how he had a couple of high-level characters in Rift, and that it was that he was just bored and didn't know what else to do, and I don't know, the way he was going on about how he used to like different things in WoW and stuff, it was just seemed like he was probably part of one of those big raiding guilds and he didn't know what to do with himself, just left on his own.
Right.
But that's not a problem for me. I prefer to be able to play by myself. Me and Brett like to group up and do things once in a while, but I like to be able to do things alone too.
Bow chicka wow wow.
And I think the highest level for this right now is 50.
Yeah. That's a problem with a lot of MMOs. That was the same thing in Final Fantasy XI. I kind of enjoyed it early on, and then there was a point where it's just like, I don't know what I'm supposed to do now. And my I was in a guild that was just did everything, and I'm like, you have to group up with people now. And I'm like, I don't want to do that.
Yeah, and then it gets to the point where, in Final Fantasy XI, it's like you stand there for an hour going, level 50 or level 25 white mage.
And then you die and you lose points. I'm like, what the fuck? I don't want to do this anymore. I died and I just went, I degraded. I downgraded.
Yeah. Well, and they have ruined, in my opinion, a lot of games have really ruined what guilds were supposed to be about anyways. When I was in EverQuest, the guilds that I was in EverQuest, we were a big group of friends. We enjoyed doing things together. We tried to do a raid, once or twice a week. But, there was never a lot of pressure to be there. During the week, we grouped up and did stuff together. And it just seems like we thought about people before we invited them. We grouped with them and stuff. There was a level of character that you were looking for to include in your guild, and now guilds are just they throw out invitations left
it's
and
like
right
work.
To whatever newbies are starting, huh?
It's like work. It's like a job.
And then nobody in the group really, nobody in the guild really talks to each other. The high levels talk to each other, and they don't offer to help anybody else out. And it's not really, you're just in it for the guild perks anymore. That's what you look for, a guild where you can get good guild perks, and just so you're at least getting something from it, and that's it.
So are you going to pick up Rift, or are you just...
We both like to. We both really enjoyed it, but right now, financially, we can't afford to buy two copies, and that's the crappy part about being married to a gamer.
Yeah.
Is that, if we both like a game, we have to, think
Tell
about
Tell them to raise the bridge tax.
Nice.
I didn't get it at first, but it was funny when I finally did.
I know. I was like, I could tell it from your reaction. You're like, what? Oh, yeah.
It's like, bridge tax? They have a bridge? Oh, he's a troll. I got it.
Yeah.
And then when you explain the joke, it isn't funny anymore.
Yeah. Moving on.
I did download the Nintendo eShop update for my 3DS. And I did download two games. One was Excitebike because it was free, and Link's Awakening from Game Boy Color, which I had the original Game Boy version of that game, and it's still one of my favorite Zelda games. But the Excitebike in 3D, the biggest problem with this game is it looks really good. Like, they do a good job with these 8-bit 3D games. Unfortunately,
I've heard it's like the most 3D game.
Yeah, it is. They have all these different parallax scrolling and stuff, and it all sticks out. However, Excitebike was meant to be played on a bigger TV, and playing on a little 6-inch screen, it's so tiny it's hard to play, because your little guy is so tiny on the little 6-inch screen. Or
6-inch screen?
Whatever screen it
is,
4-inch.
That's fucking big, man. That's like the size of the Wii U's controller.
I guess that's where I was getting the 6-inch from.
That's bigger than your penis, man.
It is bigger than my penis, but don't bring that up. It's a 4-inch screen, and it's just, it's tiny. It's so hard to play because it's so tiny, but I definitely heard that they're going to release original Zelda like this, so I'm really interested in seeing that. They need to do that with the Mario games, because I think that would be awesome as shit. So
They will.
Yeah, they have to. But also, it has trailers you can download, and so I downloaded the 3D trailer for the new Mario 3DS game. That game looks fucking amazing. I cannot wait for that game. So glad to see that that's coming out this year.
I have to release something.
And then The Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time, I downloaded the trailer for that, and that also looks amazing in 3D. But the game that really surprised me how well it looked in 3D, and it makes sense, is Paper Mario.
Yeah.
That game just looks fucking amazing in the 3D.
I think 2D games, 2D based games, mm-hmm. are where 3D could shine.
And see, I thought this was a remake of a Paper Mario game, but it seems like there's new powers and shit. It doesn't look like it's a remake. So I can't wait for they to finish that game. But this year, I mean, that Mario 3DS and that Zelda game, hopefully those will sell some 3DSs. So, because Zelda comes out this Sunday, so.
Hooray. Well,
I know that I'm also about 2 years behind on this whole joke, but I also found it really funny in Assassin's Creed 2 when he finds his uncle and he says, "It's me, Mario."
That was one of the worst. Laughed. That was one of the worst deliveries of that line I've ever heard.
Shut up.
It's just so like crazy. That was so funny when he said, "It's me. It's me, Mario." I'm like, oh, okay.
It's me, Mario.
Because I know I'm like 2 years behind on the joke. I'm sure you guys all laughed about it 2 years ago.
I wish that was the name of Nico's cousin.
It could be
like, "Hey, it's me, your cousin Mario. Let's go see some titties."
It's a big American titties.
I don't know. They're not. They're all fake if they're big.
All right. Well, we got a few more minutes here. Do you want to hit up movies?
We can.
Can I hit up books real quick?
Sure. Go ahead.
I have one question. Do you want to record E3 on Wednesday?
Yeah, we'll do it. Okay. We'll record E3 on Wednesday.
Because I don't want to not. The way you started the show, I just want to make sure I don't want to not talk about E3. Because we cannot do that in 2 weeks, because nobody will give a shit 2 weeks.
Right.
Yeah, we were talking about that earlier. Okay. I was telling him, I was like, you guys got to do it Wednesday, at least without me, because nobody will care in 2 weeks.
Yeah. Okay, boogity boogity book books.
I have a Nook, and I read a lot of books, and lately I've been reading a lot.
Did you know the Nook sucks? Because it does.
I love my Nook.
The Nook sucks, Carrie.
I love my Nook.
But I will be joining, unless it's ridiculously priced. The Androids will outnumber the iPhones on this show.
You're a fucking tard.
I don't.
Which one are you gonna get?
For the Virgin phone that was announced, the Motorola Triumph.
Ah.
I think it's beautiful too. I know some people don't like the really simplistic design, but I love it.
That's cool. So yeah, I have a Nook, and I don't know why you guys hate on Nooks, but I love my Nook, and
because it's far less. It's not a Kindle. That's why we hate on it.
Because it's an unoriginal title.
It's everything I need. So, but I've
except for the Kindle store.
Are you done?
No, uh-huh. Never.
What? Are you done?
Nook sucks. Okay, I'm done. Continue.
Okay. All right, I was just waiting.
I knew she wasn't going to say anything until I said that.
I've been reading some books by an artist or an author named Melissa Marr, and probably there's not a whole lot of our listeners that like books about fairies, but I do. And she's got a really excellent series about fairies that I've been reading, and I just wanted to give her kind of a...
Is there a name to the series?
Actually, I'm not sure what the series is called.
I just thumped her.
Well, she has one about.
I'm sure it's not hard vampires. To search fairy books.
Oh, you'd be surprised.
Wicked Lovely. That's what the series is called. She also has a vampire series called My Blood Approves.
Those are terrible titles.
It's just the first book, and then they named the whole series after the first book, just kind of like, you know, Twilight and everything. But they're really good books. They're well written, and there's not, you know. I had a friend who used to tease me about the Laura Hamilton books that I read. No. She was, they were fairy porn.
Laura K. Hamilton? They're not fairy porn, are they?
Okay.
Laura just told me she reads them, so that's why I was.
Yeah, they have a lot of fairy sex. A lot.
I thought it was vampire crap, so I didn't know it was.
Anita Blake is.
Yeah, Anita Blake.
But I don't like Anita Blake. I like the Meredith Gentry series, which is the fairy.
She likes the Meredith Gentry series.
Well, there's no accounting for taste, but...
There's no accounting for taste. I'm really just repeating everything. So.
Yeah, I'm just but, hearing yeah,
I
in
really
the background.
Like the Melissa Marr. I like the Melissa Marr series a lot. It's well-written and doesn't just seem to hinge on sex.
I see.
So, I just kind of went... Oh, and I saw the other day, did anybody else know... You guys read some Neil Gaiman, too, right?
No.
No?
I've tried to read American Gods, but couldn't get into it.
American Gods is one of the best books ever.
He wrote Stardust, right?
Stardust was an excellent movie.
I sort of want to read the book just because I love the movie.
Well, I guess they're turning it into a television series, American Gods. I'm hoping they don't screw it up.
They will.
They should get Matthew Vaughn to do it.
Matthew Vaughn?
He's the guy who did Stardust. He also did X-Men First Class.
First Class.
And Kick-Ass.
I really want to see First Class? Really want to see First Class, yeah.
You've ruined everything.
Tom Hanks is producing the first six seasons of American Gods.
There's already six seasons confirmed?
Damn, really?
That's impossible.
That's what it says. That's what it says.
If it goes that far, he's probably signed a contract, but there's no way they've confirmed six seasons, because if it bombs, there's no way they're just going to keep throwing out a show that gets nothing. Then it's worthless to them. Or the seasons are two episodes long.
Anyway, X-Men First Class. So you haven't seen this yet, Carrie, so we weren't, of course, going to spoil anything.
And I so badly wanted to spoil something.
Oh, you want to spoil the... I know what you want to spoil. Yeah,
but you can't even really mention it, because then it's so obvious, because there's not really many things.
Yeah,
you could...
but I didn't care much for it. I was
really
disappointed. Yeah, I was. I'm not. Me and Laura both were disappointed in it.
So it's okay. I think it's. I don't know. It feels like it kind of is a bit longish, but
yeah.
The real issue I think that the people who don't like it will have with it is that really these characters aren't what people think of when they think of X-Men. They're just like, who are these people? I know Magneto, I know Professor X, I know Mystique because of the movies, but a lot of people just look at him and be like, what is all this? Who are these people? Why is there a red Nightcrawler?
Which is Nightcrawler's dad, by the way.
Yeah.
Spoilers. No, not really.
Thanks.
It's never even brought up.
I know, just screwing you. Screwing with
not
you.
Not screwing me.
Screwing with you.
And I didn't really have problems with January Jones as Emma Frost. And I think it might just be because I've never cared for that character in general, so I don't care.
I don't know much about Emma Frost. I know just a little bit about her, but in that movie, she was just such a boring character.
She's just a boring character in general to me.
So I'm like, oh, you can turn into a diamond, and you can read people's minds.
If people are complaining that she was boring or that's why they didn't like her, she's always been boring to me, so I don't like the character in general.
Yeah.
But everybody wants a Magneto movie now. Yeah. I want a Magneto movie.
See, they were going to do a Magneto movie, but the Wolverine movie just did so terribly that...
I don't think it did that terribly.
From what that's why they decided to can the Magneto movie, what I'd heard, so...
I don't know anything
about
that.
My sources tell me.
Your sources suck. Your sources are all Nook readers.
But,
Hey!
you were talking about the chick that played Mystique, though. You didn't like that chubby cheek look.
Yeah, I don't think she's whatever. I just don't like that look, that puffy cheek look. It's I don't know what it is. It's like a medical problem or something. I don't know what it is.
Okay.
Because that like
Gary,
that
your mic is not muted.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But I don't like that look. It's the same look that one She's the Man actress had.
Oh, see, the She's the Man actress. Who is that? I don't know. I don't know. I liked the little chubby cheek girl. I liked the Mystique. I thought she was cute.
And then I hated the way Beast looked after his transformation. He looked so ridiculous.
He looked like Kamari from Final Fantasy X.
I don't know what... I don't know. I have a lot of issue with a lot of the ways he looks in comics and in films and a whole bunch of things. It's just... Right. I don't know.
And I guess the last thing I want to hit is I went and seen Super 8 yesterday. Apparently, my mom and Laura both loved it, and I was kind of meh on the whole thing. I mean, it was okay. It had some good parts, but I was wanting more Cloverfield-ish monster type stuff, and this is more Goonies.
So I might actually kind of like it because
you might like it. I mean,
because what I wanted out of the movie was more of just like the kids bit, and I didn't want another just monster movie.
Right. Well, I wanted the monster movie with kids. I wanted another kind of It thing, but not. Not too much like It. No clowns.
Man, It ruined my childhood.
Well, you definitely didn't read the book because the book was weird.
I did.
For what? For Goonies?
What I'm going to read when I'm a kid? I look at that thing, I'm like, what am I going to do, read the dictionary? I don't think so.
Stephen King's books are always a whole lot better than the movies were.
Yeah, but the end of that book gets weird because them kids are sleeping, they're having sex with each other.
I don't remember that.
You don't remember that? That's how the girl starts having sex with all of them so that they'll stay together long enough to defeat Pennywise. Because they're all starting to fall apart as friends right there at the end. It doesn't make any fucking sense.
I'll have to read it again. Justin dragged it out the other day. He was going to read it during the tornado warning.
The five-year-old is going to read it during the tornado warning.
He can't read. He just likes it. If I'm reading, he thinks he needs to look like he's reading. So he'll go grab a book and just flip through it. He played You Don't Know Jack the other day with Uncle Jimmy when he was over here, and he can't read it. You know, Jimmy was like, I beat him. I beat you again. And I'm like, he can't read. Of course you beat him. Wow, what an accomplishment.
Well, we need to go ahead and get the show ended because we got to go somewhere here in a bit. So,
as in we, you mean you? As,
no, me and Laura.
Well, she's not on the show.
Yeah, but I have to go with her.
Yeah.
I don't get to mention my hatred of Juggalos.
I'll go ahead and mention your hatred of Juggalos.
I went to go see a Scrub Club show this Friday. Doc Awkward and Mad Hatter were in Hutch. And they were with this band called Wicked Ways, which I've seen a little bit of people talking about on Facebook. Looked them up. They look like an ICP wannabe. So we already decided we weren't going to stay for the show because we don't like that kind of music.
Right.
And there's a bunch of people walking around in clown makeup and stuff. And I never realized until I was actually, like, faced with Juggalos in clown makeup that seeing them and them being within, like, 5 feet of me makes me want to punch them. I'm not sure why.
Bring me along.
But
I'll punch them all in the face.
We stayed on the other side of the bar for them. I mean, that's how bad they just annoy me. I just can't be close to them.
Steven's going to be sad.
He's a Juggalo?
He's a Juggalo. Oh, yeah.
Well, you know, it's just...
I don't think he's ever really... I don't know if he's ever done the clown makeup thing, but...
Oh, no. I don't think so. You know, it's just, you know, magnets. They're a miracle.
If you need people to punch people in the face, I'm your man. I'm already prepared. I'm equipped. My knuckles have calluses on them. They're ready to go.
We're outside, and we're talking to Mad and Doc Awkward outside after the show.
Right.
And they're getting ready for the Wicked Ways show. And they're like... And they're out there, and some girl comes out there and starts screaming about, I say wicked, you say ways, wicked ways. And then they're screaming. And I was just like, oh, my God, if they don't shut the fuck up, I'm going to start beating some people.
I don't like any of those things. I don't like any of those, I say this and then you say that. I'm like, no, just fucking sing a song. I hate it when
musicians do that. Well, they did this whole stupid chant thing, and then, you know, Doc was, like, talking to one of the girls. He's like, I don't even know what a Juggalo is. What is that? And she's like, oh, she goes, so you guys are, you know, you, like, listen to ICP, and that's what a Juggalo is. And she's like, no, she goes, it's about the family. It's all about the family. And I was just like,
it's a cult.
I want to fucking hit her. I want to hit her.
It's a Faygo cult.
You should tell them you should really, you know, get deeper into this and... drink some Kool-Aid.
Anyway, yeah. Guys, we got to get this over with. So,
okay,
because Rob and Laura, they're going to a Juggalo party.
I thought he said he had till noon, and that means he has to be there at noon.
Be there at noon. So anyway, let's go ahead and hit our plugs. Kush, what do you want to plug?
PixelatedSausage.com. It's now got. I don't know why it took me so long to be like, wait, I should probably do this. Now it's got a little. Image of the podcast. You can just click that and get to the page where it's got all the links you need and all that stuff.
Nice.
So, yeah, go there. PixelatedRadio.com, which is where that button takes you. So, either or. Twitter.com/Kush3. Yeah, that sign in podcast, the pull list. Go check them out.
All right. Carrie.
Pretty much. See, I'm Fairy Carrie on Twitter. I'm on Facebook, on Xbox when I play. I'd go check out some Melissa Mara books. You can find them on Nook.com. And then go check out
the Kindle Store
records.
Or the Kindle Store.
Go check out Scrub Club Records. You can get Doc Awkward there, and you can get Mad Hatter. Both of them are worthy artists, and they're great to go hang out with. Really appreciative guys.
All right, and I'm Henderson Man on just about anything that you can find. And also... shout out to the O&D podcast and to some other castle podcast. So I think that's all my podcast love. And so we're out.
Yep.
Goodbye, Steven's Day. Except for Carrie.
Because I work.
She has a fucking job.
That's going to be a crazy show.
There's some crazy shit going down. All right, guys. Later.
Adios.